Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Biotechnology is on the move. 80% of the 2003 soybean plantings are expected to be biotech. That's up from 75%. 38% of corn, biotech, up from 26%. 70% of the cotton. You can see the growing confidence farmers have in biotechnology. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. The Congress finally has given us a budget. The big fight was over how much to cut taxes. That's still a bit up in the air. President Bush wants $550 billion in cuts. The Senate says $350 billion is their limit. We'll see, but I think the $350 billion number will hold. There was a lot of worry about what kind of reduction the ag budget would face. Well, as I predicted weeks ago, not much. The defense budget gets a hefty increase, as it should, and Homeland Security is up. There were calls for more money for Homeland Security, but I think we have to avoid throwing too much money at Homeland Security. The best security is to be on the offensive against the terrorists, whether in this country or around the world, putting more guards to protect food and water, power, ports, planes, and landmarks. There just isn't enough money to guard everything. And now let's not forget that every year the Congress spends a lot of money on their pet projects. The Washington Times refers to them as hogs on the hill. The Pig Book documents $22 billion in pork. According to Citizens Against Government Waste, Senator Ted Stevens went whole hog, spending $393 million. And bringing home the bacon for Hawaii was Senator Inouye, spending $353 million. Stevens and Inouye, the head hogs. What's so hypocritical about all the add-ons that Congress habitually tries to layer in with the legitimate expenditures is that these are the same members of Congress moaning and groaning about the budget deficit. And speaking of the deficit, I tend to discount the problem. President Reagan didn't worry about the deficit. He said, it's big enough to take care of itself. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.